In Libya, the killing of a rebel military leader has highlighted divisions among the anti-Gaddafi forces. Abdel Fattah Younis was murdered last week in mysterious circumstances, and questions about that killing are rising to the highest levels of the rebel government. Now, members of Younis's family and his powerful tribe are accusing the rebel authorities of dragging their feet in the investigation. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro sent this story from the rebel capital of Benghazi.
Under a tent strewn with cushions, the tribes have gathered. The National Transitional Council, which is the de facto government in the rebel-held areas, has been trying to avoid this day. They've been putting up posters around Benghazi of the late Abdel Fattah Younis with the message that his tribe, the Al-Obaidat, supports the government here. But this meeting is a warning to the powers that be that there are still questions that need answers in the death of their tribesmen. Abdul Said is one of the heads of the tribe, which numbers almost 500,000 people. He says that the NTC is dragging its heels. He says everyone from the chairman of the NTC on down should be questioned. The tribal members here warn of serious consequences, even violence, if there isn't transparency and justice. Abdel Fattah Younis's surprising and brutal murder has sent the city of Benghazi into a tailspin of suspicion and intrigue. He was taken from the front lines last week, apparently by court order, and with the escort of over 100 rebel fighters. At some point, he was killed, and his body was dumped, burned in a field nearby his home. So far, the rebel government has given no credible accounting of the assassination. At the tribal gathering, Younis's son said that if the rebel leadership couldn't bring their father's killers to justice, then they hoped the tribe would. The way he was killed looks like a betrayal, says one son. No one is above suspicion. Another son, who doesn't want his full name broadcast, says he believes the rebel council could have been involved.
Maybe, yes. Maybe.
It's not only his tribe that's threatening violence. The men here were under Younis's command in the Special Forces branch. They say they don't take their orders from the NTC anymore. They will abide by what the tribe decides, raising the specter of internecine warfare. And the chaos surrounding Younis's death has put a spotlight on the confusing array of security organs here in eastern Libya. They're called katibas, or brigades. After the collapse of Gaddafi's police force and military here, these groups stepped into the breach. Dozens of men, some in uniform, some not, clean and load their weapons at this base in Benghazi. Some of these groups go to the front lines to fight. Others, like here, are focused more on internal security. But they're basically just a bunch of guys with guns. And with little training or oversight, they're now the law in the land. Fawzi Gaddafi, no relation to the Libyan leader, is the commander here. He was a former communications engineer. Now he oversees hundreds of men and sends them out on missions to arrest suspected Gaddafi spies. We get tip-offs from the local population, he says. Some people even tell on their relatives. A group of rebels is sent out to investigate and arrest the suspect if they think the allegation is true. But with no real working court system, no proper system of investigation, and a creeping paranoia about Gaddafi infiltrators, often justice is swift and brutal. This past weekend, one brigade was apparently discovered to be a secret nest of fifth column Gaddafi supporters. Rebel fighters attacked the Al Nida brigade's headquarters in an hours-long battle, killing and capturing many of them. As with many things here, the circumstances of the battle remain murky, and access to the site was restricted, with the rebel government again giving few details on how such a large group of supposed Gaddafi supporters was hiding in plain sight among their ranks. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Benghazi.
This is NPR.